Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ossie Orwell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan misplays the ball. That's an error on Brannan. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Boom Boom Beck now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Orwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is hit by the pitch. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Blue hits a pop-up towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan misplays the ball. That's an error on Brannan. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 7-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Brannan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to second. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Orwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Miller moves to second. It's 8-2, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Boley reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. There goes Orwell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 9-2, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mannion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Boom Boom Beck. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Maynish hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Orwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. 2 outs. It's 11-2, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brannon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mannion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to second. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wahlberg. Blue scores. O'Rourke moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 11-3, Athletics. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. O'Rourke scores. Mainisch moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-4, Athletics. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brannon hits a pop-up towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Fox steals third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. It's 12-4, Athletics. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Orwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Orwell reaches second base with a double. Miller moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on O'Rourke. Miller scores. Orwell moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 13-4, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-4 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-3 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mannion hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a pop-up towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 13, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.